do bugs ping off your head like they do mine when I go walking in the woods in July? Because I swear, if it's just me thereafter, I'm going to be really mad. I mean, I don't mind them flying nearby, but why do they constantly have to run into my noggin at this time of the year? I could understand if I just had gotten out of the shower. I'll never forget, as a landscaper in Duxbury 30 years ago, when my brother proudly told us that he was using a new strawberry-scented shampoo. Ooh, fancy, we said. Then we got to the work site. He came screaming out from behind a bush as bees were chasing him, in love with the fresh and fruity scent of his head. I think that even today, when I unexpectedly chuckle, it has to do with that moment. Skull-bouncing bugs are just one of the minor inconveniences of the moment. Don't you hate when the sand is too hot? I mean, you have to walk with your feet in the cool water on the beaches at this time of the year. What a harsh world we live in here on the South Shore. Yes, these past 2 weeks have been hot and dry. The natural world is stressed as, like us, it needs water in so many ways. It's times like this when bees and wasps can become agitated and dangerous to be around, so please be careful when you encounter them. It's times like this when we start to see the trees shut off the flow of water to their branches and leaves start changing colors. Hopefully, though, these things will pass quickly as we resume more normal weather patterns and nature can be de-stressed. As for me, I'm going to continue to walk, though don't be surprised if you see me on the trails in Marshfield wearing a helmet, especially anywhere near a marsh and those greenhead flies. And if you're thinking of using some fruity shampoo and conditioner and then heading out into the yard to do some weeding, well, remember the ballad of Nick the Landscaper and the day he was nearly pollinated. I'm John Galuzzo, and that's your South Shore Walk of the Week on 95.9 WATD. For a podcast of this feature, go to 959WATD.com.